Good morning. Frigid temperatures across interior New York and New England, with most places between 0 and 10 below this morning. Some places across the higher terrain going down to between 10 and 20 below zero, with some locations in the high peaks of the Adirondacks and mountains of New England getting down to 20 to 25 below. Add to that a wind, which has come down a bit from yesterday, but still gusting up over 10 miles per hour, and wind chill values across a large part of the Northeast are in the 10 to 30 below range, with isolated places even as low as 40 below zero wind chills this morning. The wind chill will ease up a bit today as temperatures climb back through the single digits and into the teens above zero for afternoon highs. Still, wind chill values will be around zero or below for a time, especially as we go through the morning hours. High pressure will be in control, keeping it dry, but also quite blustery. That high will slide off the eastern seaboard tonight, giving way to an Alberta Clipper, which will be moving through the northern plains and Great Lakes over the next 24 hours and into New York and New England. This clipper is moisture-starved, but it still has the potential to drop some light snow on us beginning after midnight tonight and continuing into the first few hours tomorrow morning. The light snow will add up to about an inch or two in most places and perhaps slow down the morning drive tomorrow. Temperatures will only drop back into the single digits and teens, so not as cold overnight tonight. Tomorrow, we'll make our way back to the mid-20s as the clipper departs. We'll pick up a strong northwesterly wind flow again, so cold wind chill values throughout the day. And that cold air will settle in for the day on Saturday. Despite some sunshine, highs will only make it back into the upper teens to around 20. High pressure will then move off the eastern seaboard again, and a return southwesterly wind will allow our readings to modify more on Sunday. With sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, we'll be back into the upper 20s. A couple of weak disturbances may head our way for the early and mid part of next week, with a chance for some light snow showers on Monday and again on Wednesday. Otherwise, generally dry weather with highs around seasonal averages and in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the entire nation east of the Mississippi River is under either a wind chill advisory or a wind chill warning, with the only exception being South Florida. Wind chill values in parts of the Great Lakes and northern New England will be as low as 40 below zero. Further south, hard freeze warnings are in effect for the Gulf Coast states. Actual temperatures in the upper teens and lower 20s for parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, southern Georgia, and northern Florida. Wind chill values in these normally mild locations will be about 10 above zero. Meanwhile, an Alberta Clipper will shoot across the northern plains today, and winter weather advisories and blizzard warnings have been issued from eastern Montana through the Dakotas and northern Nebraska and into western Minnesota. Not so much for the amount of snow, as most places will see just 1 to 3 inches, but for the wind and existing snow on the ground, which will cause low visibility. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles of visibility under mostly clear skies and 27 below zero. A northwest wind at 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light snow and blowing snow and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 6 below zero, the dew point 16 below, 61% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour with a wind chill of 18 below, and the barometer at 30.32 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fillmore, California, to a low of 30 below zero at Poplar, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, near 20, Boston, mostly sunny, near 15, and in Buffalo, windy, with light snow and blowing snow, and highs in the teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 21 degrees, the low 3 below zero. The average temperature 9, that's 14 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, 2.1 inches for the month and 26.6 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 60 set in 2008, and the record low 18 below zero in 1878. Sunrise at 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening 4:39 p.m., 13 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today, especially across the higher terrain, and highs in the middle teens. Cloudy with light snow moving in tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy with some light snow moving in tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the middle to upper teens. Cloudy with light snow moving in tonight with lows 10 to 15 above. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the middle to upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with light snow moving in and lows back into the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with light snow developing after midnight and lows back into the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow morning, light snow, then a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold in the mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 20s Saturday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Sunday back into the upper 20s. A chance for some light snow south of I-90 Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy near 30. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s Tuesday, another chance of snow showers on Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.